Blog Talk Radio.
However, our very first book was
a book by a local author here in New Jersey, Cynthia Robinson. I am Leah, and she also came on the show, so we were able to discuss the book and also get some tips from her live. So if you are a local author or any author and you would like to have us discuss your book live on the air, then you need to get a copy to him, and we will go forward in that. Now, one of the books that we haven't yet discussed is the book that I've written, Release Your Power. And I suspect that that will come probably sometime in 2013, but he is the one who does that. Now, tomorrow, no, that's Tuesday. Now, Wednesday, don't forget to tune into the broadcast on Wednesday. I will be also making a very big announcement and giving you details about that big announcement. But great, great, great and wonderful things are happening, and we are moving very swiftly in these awesome things that are going down. Now, also, want to let you know all about our training programs that are happening surrounding Release Your Power. Now, many of you know part of the journey with Release Your Power. Release Your Power started, and well, so I thought, as a simple book, and now it has turned into so much more. So I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that towards the end of the broadcast today. But I want to get into my topic today because I think it's very powerful, very dynamic. The topic for today is how to beat self-defeat. How to beat self-defeat. And, you know, there are a lot of people who are, you know, living in all kinds of self-defeat. And, you know, that can cause them lots of problems. And if you don't want to have, as a person who is living the successful life and living as what I call the powerful life, you don't need to be living in self-defeat. Now, if you're a person who you're not trying to live a powerfully successful life, that you just want to get by, you just kind of want to live mediocre, well, you may want to continue on in self-defeat. But if otherwise, self-defeat is something that you want to avoid. It's something that you absolutely have to avoid if you want to be a success. Now, self-defeat also comes with is how we think of ourselves, okay? It's how we think of ourselves. And the thought is very, very powerful because with your thinking, you can guide your life one way or another. The mindset, remember, the Bible teaches that you can be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So the mind is very powerful. You cannot take your thoughts lightly. It's just not safe. It's not safe. And most people who get into all types of problems in life and all types of issues, or should I say, people who can't get out of them, is because of their thoughts, their thinking. And so self-defeating, first of all, having this self-defeat thing working for you is starts with that self-defeating mindset. So what I'm going to do today is give you some tips on how to beat that self-defeat. So I want to talk a little bit, though, about, you know, how did you get there? How did you get, you know, to this self-defeat? And what is, you know, self-defeat? How does one get there? You know, what are some of the causes of self-defeat? So first, looking at what is self-defeat. Self-defeat is having this thinking about yourself that you are a failure, okay? So it's this thinking about yourself that you are some kind of a failure. Some would even say it's some type of disorder, because you should not be thinking negative things about yourself. I mean, it's bad enough that others think it. And so it's sort of looked at as a disorder, not necessarily a mental disorder. However, there could be some faulty thinking. You know, like for instance, it does have some type of irrational thinking attached to it. Okay? And it's very dangerous to your success in life. You know, you don't want to be in that place where you're thinking self-defeat. And because what happens is, basically, you're defeating yourself. That's what it means. It means that, you know, like if you watched a fight, right, and you've seen two people fighting, one person may overpower the other person and knock them out. And you would say that person was defeated. Well, they were defeated by someone else. But in self-defeat, now you're defeating yourself. So basically, it's like getting into a ring to fight yourself, and you knock yourself out. Okay, so you see how bad that sounds now when you think of it like that? Okay, so you don't want to knock yourself out. And you don't want to be around in self-defeat because, again, it could lead to some types of disorders, personality type of disorder. Here as a definition, it says self-defeating personality disorder, a perversive pattern of self-defeating behavior beginning by early adulthood and present in a variety of contexts. The person may often avoid or undermine pleasurable experiences, be drawn to situations or relationships in which he or she will suffer. You hear that? You don't want to be one of those people drawn into situations or relationships in which he or she will suffer and prevent others from helping you. Okay, so you hear that? If you find that, okay, you're often drawn into these relationships where someone else is hurting you or you have to suffer in any way, you could be possibly in this, going down this road of this self-defeat and end up with actually having it a personality disorder. In other words, it's getting worse, right? So not only can you receive help from others, but I'm telling you right now how you can receive help from yourself. In other words, you got to go in and you got to rescue that person that's being beat up. It's just as if you were to see someone getting beat up on the street. What happens when there's a fight? Typically, you'll find someone trying to jump in and stop it. So you are the person who has to go back and rescue yourself from this defeat, this self-defeat. Okay, so again, self-defeat is where you don't believe in yourself. It's where you think that you need to suffer for some reason, all right? Giving up on your dreams, giving up, accepting all types of disappointments, accepting failure, believing that, you know, this should happen to you for some reason, feeling guilty, focusing on your past hurts, giving up on something that's good and that's in front of you that could move you forward, but giving up on that, saying that, well, the last time I tried to do this or the last time that happened. So that's that focusing on the past. Okay. Now, people might say, well, where does this, what are some of the causes of self-defeat? What are some of the causes? How did I get here? How did I get to this place of being self-defeated? Well, it can be because of repeated failures. If you fail at something over and over and over, then you begin to think that everything you do will fail. And so you have a self-defeating attitude. It can also come from a faulty belief system. Again, if all your life you're told you can't do something, it won't work, then that also can add to you having the self-defeating attitude, a self-defeating personality. If you've suffered a lot of rejection, you tried to do things and you were constantly rejected, that could also lead to you having or building up this self-defeated attitude or personality within yourself. However, there is hope. There is a way out. And that's what we're going to get to in just a moment, to give you some steps on how to beat self-defeat. Okay? Now, another cause of the self-defeat is this negative associations. If you hang around a lot of negative people, trust me, you are going to probably develop this self-defeating attitude, because negative people typically have suffered a lot, okay? And that's probably how they got so negative. And suffering people are like hurting people. They're very similar. Hurting people hurt. So people who, you know how they say misery loves company. You know, miserable people, they don't like to do things by themselves. They want company. So if you're around them, they're always talking negative. So ways that you can beat defeat, ways that you can beat defeat so that you don't end up in a place where you have this self-defeating personality, this sabotaging your own success, basically. That's what it is. You're basically sabotaging your own success, sabotaging your own happiness, sabotaging your own ability to live the kind of life that you can really enjoy and be fulfilled at. But there are so many people. How big is this problem? Well, it's very, very, very big. I don't have an actual statistic on how many people are living in this with this disorder, but I could certainly say that when you look at anybody that does drugs, that's self-defeating, because basically it's, you're destroying yourself. Okay, you're defeating yourself. Just again, I just go back to the analogy of the fighter in the ring, boxing, or any kind of fight. They're being defeated. You don't want to be defeated. Okay, so to get over these causes of self-defeat, to get over those causes of remembering and focusing on your repeated failures and that faulty belief system of what people may have told you in your past, or even having those negative associations. So some of the things you can do, what is the opposite of self-defeat but self-confidence? So how do you build your confidence in yourself? That's what you have to do if you want to overcome the causes of self-defeat. We don't just look at the self-defeat. We have to look at what causes it so we can get rid of the causes. If we can get rid of the causes, now we can begin to start operating in the solutions, the things that will make us have a happy, whole, and healthy life. A happy, whole, and healthy life. So you can build your self-confidence. Another thing you can do is don't focus on the past. Stop focusing on the past, especially past failures. Don't focus on that. You know, you have to train your mind to stop focusing on the past. If you're used to focusing on the past, now you have to retrain yourself. And some people might say, well, Elisa, how can one do all this? Well, one of the ways I'm offering you today is to work with a coach or to work with my system, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. And then the third thing is to build solid relationships. In that book, in the system, I teach you how to build solid relationships. In the first chapter, Choosing to Change, will teach you how to go from a self-defeating attitude to a self-confident attitude, and throughout the rest of the book. So those are the three things that you can do to beat defeat, is to build your self-confidence, stop focusing on your past failures, and start building solid relationships. And then one more thing that I would add is to you have to use positive affirmations, okay? Things like, and I want to give you 3 affirmations to help you get over the self-defeat. Whenever you're faced with a situation, don't initially think that you'll fail at it or that you'll be defeated, but tell yourself, I can, I will, I must do it. You have to start speaking in the positive and get out of and stop speaking in the negative, okay? That's how you're going to get out of that self-defeating attitude, that self-defeating talk. You have to start having the positive self-talk. You have to build those solid relationships. Get the people around you that are also speaking positively and recognize that these individuals who are around you that are speaking negative, though they may be your friends, though they may be your loved ones, but that if that you're in a vulnerable situation and that you have to, again, you have to protect yourself. When you look at what it is that is your responsibility, you have to be responsible for yourself. You're no longer, now if you're a child, obviously your parents are typically, for the most part, or whoever your caregivers are, they are largely responsible for yourself, for you. However, once you cross that line of being 18, now you have every right to take control of your destiny, of where you're headed. And we're here on this broadcast giving you some tools to help you avoid some things that are mostly unavoidable. It is very easy for a lot of people. Now you say, well, what kind of people would have self-defeating attitudes? Again, anybody that is using drugs, they are actually self-defeating themselves. A person who stays in an abusive relationship without getting help. I'm not telling anyone to leave their abusive relationship, but what I am saying is that a lot of times you can get help for yourself. That's how you stand up to the problem and to the situation. So, well, we thank you for tuning in to the broadcast. We hope that you took away some important tips for you that you can share with others that may be in self-defeat, and gave you some signs to recognize how you can tell if you are in self-defeat. Now I want you to go over to my website, www.release-your-power.com, and sign up for a free coaching session if you want to experience what coaching can do for you, how it can help you if you're in this state of mind. Also, you can purchase the book, the workbook, but and ultimately, of course, you can. It is now developed as an entire system. So we just have a few seconds left to the broadcast. We thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, there's a sales. We're looking for sales reps for the Release Your Power program, success training series. And we're also looking for facilitators people who also want to facilitate the workshops, or if you want to use it for your coaching tool to coach people into becoming who they really are, to becoming their authentic self. So we're excited. I hope you're excited. Make sure you tune back in tomorrow. Okay, tune back in tomorrow, which is Tuesday, for the Book by Book Success Project. And then come back for Wednesday. We have another exciting topic for you on Wednesday. I'm trying to get that up for you before we get off the air. So you just stay tuned on Wednesday. Oh, yes, Wednesday, the topic, bleeding before succeeding. Bleeding before succeeding on Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. Also, keep your eyes peeled for the upcoming relaunch of the Lalisa Show on television. That's coming very, very soon. It's a dynamic talk show. And so we have many wonderful things coming forward. We want to keep you posted. So have a wonderful day. Enjoy your week. And make sure that you beat defeat.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.